You know, I like chips.
No, hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. I don't want to start yet. I got to get comfy.
Okay. We got this new carpet, you know?
Yeah.
I want to get comfy.
Yeah. What does
that
mean?
Dogs breathe. Actually, let's let them really breathe here.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's good.
Yeah. No, I'm sure it is.
Oh, that's good.
I'm so sure it is.
Really, this carpet's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah, you can really feel it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's nice. All right, you want to get started?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've ever smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
My arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt. And get ready for debate.
Sorry, I had a long drive to the launch pad, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's nice to really just like...
Yeah, just let it out.
Yeah, kick back and kind of... Oh, such a nice texture on this carpet. I took Molly on the way here.
Is that all Molly is? Is just feeling like you're barefoot on a nice carpet? The rest of the episode, that's disgusting.
You gotta look at my fucking
that's
bad
disgusting.
Foot.
I've seen that. I've seen no. I've seen that foot enough in my life.
Stare
dude.
At that nail for the rest of the episode, right?
I've seen enough of that nail for my entire life.
Doesn't this suck? It's back.
How did it get back?
I'm not a fucking doctor, dude.
I thought you took pills for it.
I did, and this one has remained. It's remained healthy.
I believe it.
I know. You're not even gonna look at it. Look at it. It's a perfect foot.
Listen, man. I've seen them before.
You're really not gonna look at my foot.
All right.
There you go.
It's looking a lot better. It is looking a lot better.
But this one, you don't have to look at that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
So anyways, I should put this.
I'm happy for you, though. I'm genuinely happy for you because all right, if we're putting this in the metaphor of dogs, you had a kill shelter in your foot. You had a kill shelter going on in your shoe. It was.
Yeah, no, these bad boys bit some children.
Yeah, it was. It was 10 pit bulls missing eyeballs and 4 teeth and 3 legged chihuahuas and, you know, Labradors with wheels for feet. It was rough down there. Now you just got.
Damn, they put those in a kill shelter?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Damn.
I mean, what's left, man? Guy's been skating by on life. It's time to go. You know. But now you just got one pit bull. Yeah. You got one pit bull in there, and you got 10 little chihuahuas. Cute little chiweenies in there.
No, this is like a designer dog.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like some sort of terrier.
Yeah,
you know?
Fair.
Straight from a breeder.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, blue-eyed bulldog.
This is just a mutt. You know? They've tried. It's at a foster home.
Yeah.
They've tried for years to get this thing adopted.
Yeah.
No one's doing it.
Yeah. It's that one is like, when you just look at it, it's just... Why does your Labrador hiss?
I'm going to keep the shoes off, though.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I'll put them back on.
It would be fun if you stood up and you had assless chaps.
Or a big ass thong.
Yeah, let me get comfortable. This is the Cody dress up, dress down episode. Oh, for everyone listening on audio.
I'm here. I'm going to take my shirt off.
For everyone listening on audio, Cody whipped his dogs out, and he was just dragging them all over the new carpet, which I don't blame you, man.
I just got to put my mark on it, you know?
Yeah.
Get my scent on it.
Yeah, me too. Start pissing. Hold on, guys.
Start dragging my ass like a dog across it. Hold on. I got to.
When Ollie does that, I always laugh because he just looks like a little wind-up toy.
Damn, that's so true.
Yeah, just... Yeah, dragging ass.
Yeah.
You drag some ass this weekend?
Did I drag ass?
Yeah.
Like at the club?
Yeah, what'd you get into?
No, I didn't. I just ran, honestly.
Wait, what do you mean drag ass at the club?
When you said that, I like pictured someone like, I don't know, that's like a phrase for dancing or something.
Dragging
ass. Drag some ass to the club? Or someone on the dance floor doing that?
Just dragging ass?
That's what I pictured. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, I'm about to drag ass this weekend.
What did I do?
You ran?
Yeah.
Said you ran. How many miles?
I ran 22.
Feet?
22 miles on Sunday. And then
what is that?
Yesterday, then I ran 10. Took me 3 hours, long run.
Man, I just realized that you run long enough, you could watch movies on your watch.
Yeah.
We've been hating this whole time, but it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
If I saw you running with an iPad, I wouldn't judge you at all. In fact, I think runners should have a three-way access gimbal like mount on your hip. Like if you could, feels like,
dude,
a,
we should invent that. That's a
like
good
a snorri
idea.
Cam.
Yes.
Like if you just put a belt on and just held a stick.
Yeah, yeah. For that, that would go crazy with iPad kids. Like the ones that are growing up now, you know, like Gen Z is now growing into like fucking runners, you know?
You know, it would look crazy.
What?
Oh my God, this is so stupid. You have the iPad at like a high angle, right? And you're watching the movie, and some kid is just watching the movie behind you, but you look like Subway Surfer below the fucking movies. He's just watching you run. Dude, you could have a GoPro on the back of your hip filming you running beneath watching that movie, and a kid will watch that on TikTok like, yeah. Yeah. So dumb. Yeah. Yeah, so honestly, we need to encourage you to watch a movie.
Well, fucking...
We need to gaslight you into liking movies on your smartwatch so you actually do it.
Honestly, I probably fucking would. I would listen to a movie.
Yeah.
Without even watching it.
Yeah.
Probably.
You're probably expert at that now.
Yeah.
From all the running, you're just used to taking in information.
Yeah, exactly.
Just watching exactly. John Wick on audio.
I think everyone is now. Because everyone watches movies with their phone out.
That's
no one
true.
Actually watches a movie anymore.
Yeah.
They just kind of sort of hear them as background.
I've been listening to Top Boy a bit, like a podcast at times.
Have you? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's why,
right?
That's why Apple TV shows are great, because
yeah.
you can listen to those
yeah,
like
true.
Podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, very true.
Sorry, I'm just laughing at being able to listen to John Wick like a podcast. It's just gunfire, and you're like, damn, he got all 20. That's crazy.
Not his dog.
Yeah.
What? Isn't that what happens in the first one? They killed his dog?
Yeah, yeah, they killed his yeah. dog. But now I'm just imagining, like, just being on your phone during John Wick, and you're like, man, they shot this really crazy. Person like,
are you watching it also on your phone? Nah.
Nah, nah.
Doing Wordle.
Yeah. Nah, I'm just playing Tetris.
Yeah, his word's hard as fuck. Damn, they shot his dog. That's crazy.
He's like, listening to it.
How many, what's, what are you thinking about right now?
Yeah.
You know what's fucking crazy? You reminded me of this because you said that you're like talking about carrying an iPad or whatever.
Mm.
I ran with Jeff last Sunday.
Yeah.
We ran 20 miles together because it was his fucking idea. He texted me. He was like, you want to go for a long run? I was like, for sure. He's like, how far are you running? And he was like, I'm supposed to do 20. So I was like, okay, I guess that kind of whipped me in shape a little bit mentally. I was like, I have to do 22.
Right.
Because the race is 4 weeks away. So I'm like, I got to fucking get my ass into gear. So then I pull up and I'm like, okay, we're doing 20, right? And he's like, what? He's like, you want to do 20? I was like, this is your idea. You said this. And he was like, oh man, I must have been on a sleeping pill or something. Like, I don't remember saying that. And I was like, okay, well, we're doing it. And he was like, okay. He did the whole thing carrying a water bottle, a phone, and he was wearing a cotton AIM Leon Dior shirt.
Nice.
The whole thing, all 20 miles.
Nice.
I couldn't fucking believe it. He pulled up in front of me. I was like, are you wearing a designer shirt right now?
He's like, yeah.
A cotton t-shirt.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, man. Am I? Fuck, I don't know. He killed it. 20 miles.
So LA.
It really is. It really is. That's crazy, though. I don't even know. If I wore a cotton t-shirt, my nipples would be completely sanded off.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any material that...
Sanded off.
Yeah,
lactating blood.
We gotta get you like silk running wear, man.
Silk?
Yeah,
that'd be kind of nice.
Yeah, cause you get the chafes.
Yeah, my nipples are bad.
How do you think that is? Is that like
I lube them up though now?
Do you actually?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Like light.
There's a moment in my closet before I leave where I squirt this chamois butter onto my, and I go like this. For a bit too long.
Yeah. Yeah. Xbox, record that. Xbox, record that again.
Damn, dude, it's been a while since somebody talked to their Xbox, yeah. I think.
Just watch.
What was that called? Xbox?
Your Xbox is like, Xbox, record that.
What was that called? Xbox Connect?
Yeah. The one
that you talked to?
Did you need the Kinect to talk to it? I never had an Xbox.
Yeah.
I never had an Xbox.
Oh, yeah. I was an Xbox guy.
I had the Kinect because, you know, you remember when that was cool as a programmer?
What?
Yeah, I'm going to buy a Kinect and maybe see if I can write some software for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that shit sat in a box.
I borked it.
Yeah. I borked it.
How'd the Kinect hacking go this weekend?
Oh.
I bricked it.
Yeah, I tried to install a girl new
operating
system, and I fried it. So
Microsoft, yeah, it's all replace. Borked.
Yeah, dude, that's a good word, right?
Bork.
Yeah,
yeah, it's fun to say.
If you finish early, guys.
Oh, I borked that one, I guess. Well, let me go down on you. I borked that one, I guess.
I borked that too, I guess.
Bro, I read a fake post last night about like a swinger couple.
Okay.
But man, it was written so funny.
Why do you say it's fake?
Because the dude's post history was like, people were like,
fuck.
I know, but it
was. Did you screenshot it?
No, because I thought it was going to stay up. But, oh my God, was it
funny? It's deleted now?
Yeah.
What was the gist?
I can read the top half. God damn.
Please
it,
do.
Man. Had me wailing.
On what?
My lungs, because I was laughing so hard.
Nice.
I'm male 35, and my wife, female 36. I'm and my wife, this is already ChatGPT. Me and my wife have been married for 14 years. We went out for drinks for my birthday in July. We always wanted to try a threesome, and tonight was the night. We met a college guy that's we hit it off with, and we went to our place. We were pretty drunk. I sat down and watched them start and played with myself. The guy was about 5'5 or so.
When somebody says played with myself, yeah, I always just picture like
you're slapping
someone
it.
Like slapping their own dick around.
Yeah.
Like,
or not even. Just boxers
smacking on their leg.
No, just doing the salmon
to
themselves.
Played with myself.
Yeah.
Thumb warring themselves.
Yeah, cat's cradle. Yeah.
Chasing their own ass.
Yeah. That'd be some like
chasing their own boner.
Yeah, just bullshit. Yeah, just. So I played with myself.
Somersault. trying to suck their own dick.
Sucking his man.
The dog version of, or that's the human version of chasing your own tail.
Sucking your own dick.
Trying to suck your own dick and like doing somersaults.
Yeah. What's really funny, I saw on Twitter someone was making fun of that when Elon was rolling out the feature of blocking your likes.
Yeah.
This person goes, oh, I'm so glad my likes are private. Now no one can see my likes. And, you know, obviously I go check them. And it's just dudes with dicks so long they can suck their own dicks. It's just a guy like this. Like the motherfucker looked like.
Wait, there's multiple of these?
Yeah, there's multiple.
How do you even find multiple of those on Twitter?
I don't know, but I was just crying laughing.
That's really good.
Dude, it looked like just a bunch of guys like kissing a doorknob. Like just like.
So it's dudes with dicks so long, they don't even have to like really bend over?
No, yeah. It was hilarious. I've never seen a human position like that.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, you know, we joke. This is us telling on ourselves. We think about having to.
Yeah, <exactly. laughs>
these guys were just like
man, that would suck.
Yeah.
I would hate to have that ability.
What's really crazy is they were all really short too. They were like, that's why it worked.
Oh,
like they had small spines and you know, it could have been optical illusion.
Yeah.
Those guys could have had 4-inch penises and they could have been like 3'5". I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
But it's just really funny because they just dropped their head down a little bit. So anyway. Back to this story. We were drunk. I sat down to watch them start and I and played with myself. The guy was about 5'5" or so. So we were surprised.
Yeah, you're really giving it to her over there. You're really borking her.
So we were surprised when she pulled... Sorry. So we were surprised when she pulled him out how endowed he was, and my heart dropped.
Oh.
I watched her take it for a while. She clearly was enjoying it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she's really having fun. Just like, this isn't fun anymore.
She's just like, babe, you're not wiggling your fingers. Is something wrong?
No.
Everything's fine.
It's fine.
After I came, I guess post-nut clarity kicked in and I was full of regret. She this is a crazy ass line. She even tasted his cum after I told her beforehand that was a no-no.
Man, that's a bummer. That's a bummer.
Wait.
I like how you said that's a no-no.
Babe, are you okay? You've hardly examined your thigh.
Yeah. Babe, are you okay? You've hardly cradled the cat. Dude, so there...
Don't taste his cum.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't taste good.
This is supposed to be fun. You've ruined salmoning for me.
Bro, there's a brutal line in here that I can't see, but it was, this is almost verbatim. The worst part was right before she orgasmed, she grabbed my hand and said, something's gonna happen. Isn't that? And he was like, she's never hit the big O from penetration with me.
But this is fake, though.
It's fake.
Okay.
But I was crying laughing, dude. Imagine. Something's going to happen.
I've never felt this before. What is this? Just looking him straight in the eye. This is amazing. And she's like, honey, this is the best feeling I've ever felt in my entire life. Please help me through this. No, definitely this is the best salmon I've ever done.
Yeah, it's going to be
the best
okay.
I've ever salmoned.
I love salmoning. Dude, some of the comments killed me. One of them was like, fucked around and found out. Literally, LOL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his wife now, I think.
That dude?
That's the college guy's wife now.
Yeah, yeah, that college guy's married. Yeah. My wife.
Damn, that's sad.
Yeah, you gotta...
Woo! I have something sort of, not equivalent at all, but just as uncomfortable.
Cody?
Just as uncomfortable.
Where's this going? So remember when I told you I'm a fan of observation?
Play my new. This is new guys of the week.
Oh,
new couple of the week.
Okay. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you
yeah.
saw this?
Yeah, I left this one alone for a minute.
Why? You've seen this? Like,
oh yeah.
This old
I've
news.
I've dove deep on this one right here.
Why'd you leave it alone? I feel like this is perfect for us.
Yeah. No. I don't know.
Okay. Should we not watch it?
Well, no. We can watch
let's
it.
Run it.
Yeah. Yeah, now this,
Life is a river, I keep in the flow. You shaking, you shiver, I'm warm and you're cold. I'm holding your soul, your aura is glowing, it's gold. Blossom like floral, it's potent, you notice. But notice how much that we've grown. Oma Takaya, the vibe on the throne. Nothing is owned, everything borrowed. Can't promise tomorrow, be honest, you're whole. You're whole.
You're whole. That's what the guy on the Reddit said when the college guy was finishing.
Your hole.
Damn.
Your hole. No, he's gonna finish in your hole.
I didn't even realize that was a song.
Yeah,
I literally just saw the thumbnail. I was like, "This is awesome."
Oh no, yeah, that's
this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, no, I've done a deep dive.
What else have you found?
There's not much. She's just kind of promoting the same three singles.
Do people listen to her? She's got a lot of followers.
I don't know. I don't know if they watch this shit on mute or.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, hey, no, go up, scroll up. The top right, that's what that guy's wife was doing.
Which?
No, up further.
That's one?
That's the hand gesture his wife was making.
This is cute.
Yeah. She was like, damn. You see that back there? God damn, bro. I'm joking. Yeah, it's just her rapping the same song in multiple frames.
I just think it's funny to like shrooms that much.
Yeah.
Like doing a psychedelic drug and then making it your entire image and brand and shit.
Yeah, like trying to look like what you saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really it's a commitment.
It really is, man.
I couldn't live like this.
I wish I liked anything that much.
Yeah. To me, this is just a lot of shit to put on.
Yeah, true. Yeah, just beads
the beads and the rings and the, man, have at it, man. Yeah, I don't know. This is why I left it alone, because what can you really say without being mean?
Yeah, true.
Kind of just requires you to be mean. So, you know.
I like the song. I like their verses.
Yeah?
Yeah. I thought it was great. I think we should do
rap about spirituality.
No, we should do a song like that, but about cocaine or something.
Oh, got it. Right. Yeah, because they're trying to. We should do one, but
about meth.
Yeah,
that'd be
the BPM is like 180. Yeah, rapping really fast.
Yeah, dude,
180 double time.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and
it's like little bit of.
No, it shouldn't feel fluid at all. Okay. It should feel like a Detroit rap song, but like on steroids.
Okay.
I walk down the street, I punch a wall, I stole a brick,
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing quests.
Yeah.
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 That's a good idea.
Just that equivalent.
Yeah.
I also think it's funny to, I don't know.
What? What?
This is kind of like a catch-all, but I just think it's funny to write 16 bars about God or like... existential stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just is funny to me.
It is kind of funny.
To be like, I'm about to lock in. I see you. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
Just remember this for some reason. On my run, I was like
you saw
probably
her.
3 miles into it, and I blacked out and I saw them.
Yeah. The heat got to you.
Imagine tripping and that's what you see.
Yeah, them too.
Imagine like someone, you're tripping and someone's like, oh, I got the perfect song for you.
They're just
sit
like,
down, watch this. Little bit of acid, little bit of shrooms. You're like, what is this? What is this? No, it gets really good.
Is that tree talking or was it you?
I don't know. Yeah.
This is making me feel really weird, man. I think my trip's turning around.
Yeah.
No, keep watching his verse. It gets better.
Why did he record his on like Apple headphones? Yeah, the mix on that was pretty bad,
pretty horrible.
But maybe
I think we should I think we should slow this down and like trip it out.
Oh,
for
little,
next time,
little bit of acid, little bit of,
and put like devil laughs in the background.
Yeah, some people do listen to this stuff high, so that would just make,
yeah.
By the way, the police are coming.
You think someone is listening to this? It's on acid or mushrooms right now?
I don't think so. I think, come on. That'd be...
Probably, odds are one person.
That'd be a... Shrooms, yes. Actually, yes. People
shrooms for sure. Like maybe a microdose, you know?
Boom, boom, boom. Hello?
Yeah, police are here.
It's the police.
That just reminds me when Siva set up a notification on my stream of a door knocking. He just did it without telling me. Oh, that motherfucker, bro. I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, man, come on, man. Come on, man. I didn't believe that shit. Come on.
That's really funny.
That and then everyone, they got me the first time. Spider on the wall.
Oh, really?
Oh, dude, I felt so dumb.
What, wait, what's the, like, they just said that in the chat?
Like, it was a spider on your wall. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I went, spider on.
And then they're like, fucking loser.
Yeah.
I can't believe he literally turned around.
This guy's scared of spiders.
Which I am. I'm fine admitting that. Fully am scared of spiders.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to keep going down the shroom hole.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I saw, okay, so 3 miles into my run.
Yeah.
And I ran by a bus stop, and this dude had gotten off the bus and was walking to work and just fully had pissed his pants.
Sweet.
It was awesome. Probably 7:45 a.m. He just had piss completely drenched down his pants, and he looked at me and just nodded like that. Like, I was like, what is your plan, dude?
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to work.
What are you going to do when you get there?
We'll see.
You think he's got extra pants in his backpack?
You think, maybe he's just trying to get fired.
Yeah, maybe. I kind of thought maybe I was like, you know, I was running. I was doing a backstory in my head, making up something crazy. Like, he got fucked up, you know? And it was like, oh, fuck, my shift starts.
Oh.
And, like, you know, maybe it was, like, so fucked up he passed out on the bus.
That's probably it.
Woke up and just had piss all the way down.
Probably it.
Hadn't even noticed it yet, maybe.
Showing up to the job site.
Nods at me. It's like, I wonder if that guy knew I was drunk.
And then looks. No, down. Dude, he's so drunk, no. He forgot he pissed.
Yeah, true.
And he's like, man, people in this town are actually kind of nice. L.A. gets a bad rap.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the guy who's showing up to build the freeway. That's the dude working on the freeway, man. Can't blame him, dude.
That was crazy.
Did a 12-pack at 7 in the morning.
Have you seen this guy fucking Joshua Block?
Balboni?
On TikTok?
No.
Yeah, Balboni?
Yeah, Balboni.
You seen that shit?
By the way.
You've seen the ones where he, I think we watched one of these. Yeah, he was the one that did the slot scraper, but there's another one where he goes up to some guy and he's like, huh. Man, you haven't hit shit yet. Have you seen that one?
No.
It's so fucking
funny. Is he the one that asked for directions?
No, he basically pretends it's the Balboni guy.
Johnny Hamchak.
Yeah, Johnny Hamchak. He goes up to one guy and he's like, man, I've been watching you for a while, dude. You haven't hit shit yet. And the dude like just doesn't respond. The guy just like doesn't turn around. So he's like, all right, man, good luck. And he walks away and he just walks literally like 10 slot machines down to a second guy, and he does the exact same thing. And the dude looks at him, he's like, what? And he's like, yeah, what's up? It's Johnny. Man, I haven't seen you in so long, man. The guy's like, oh, yeah. Wait, I don't know you. He's like, yeah, you do. I had that slots addiction counseling class last year, and you were there.
God.
And he's
oh
like,
my.
No, that was not me. And he's like, yeah, it was. That was you. Same guy, about 4'1", same wiry shit on his face.
Just digging him out.
Digging him in. And the guy, and it's so funny because the guy's like, he keeps going, no, that's not me. That's not me. I don't have a problem. And the guy's like, all right, man. You know, that's what a lot of them say, though. You know? So if you're just saying this, like, I see you. And the guy's like, no, it's not me. He's like, you sure? Because I look after my clients.
Oh, my it's God, really bro. Funny. I thought you were going to say eventually he gave in and he was like, don't tell my wife.
Yeah.
Just fell apart. He's gonna tell her I'm here.
It just starts right weeping.
Yeah. I'm trying to quit. I did abruptly toss in a, by the way, bro. Season one done. You get me?
Yeah, you really?
You get me.
Say not.
Yeah, say less fine. Yeah, can't do that.
Why?
No, you could do it.
Okay, yeah. They just do it so much in that show. I think they have kissing teeth written into the script mm-hmm. like 5 times on every page.
Mm-hmm. I like the way you dream.
Yeah. Thanks, bruv.
Yeah, the right idea. I'm just trying to think of all the shit.
It's a good show, right?
It's a great show.
Yeah.
Sad.
It's dark, though.
Sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Yep.
But
very dark.
And so Jamie had sex with that lady, huh? Never saw that coming.
Yeah, I know, right?
That was weird.
He fucked the shit out of her.
I don't know. I think it was reverse.
Yeah, she fucked him.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, yeah. He was the one laying on his back like a little
He's
boy.
Always like, you want to eat some food after?
Yeah.
She's like, no, get out of my house.
Yeah. I'm not your girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm not your girlfriend, Jamie. You know you like it.
Yeah. Nice. That's a good impression.
There's two things you're good at, Jamie. That's selling drugs and this.
And this.
Why not stick to what you're good at?
Yeah. It's not very nice, isn't it?
You know you like it. You want to fuck me in the car, you get me, eh? Dude, someone got mad at us for our impressions. I was only one episode in. I didn't even have anything to work off.
Wait, what'd they say?
They were like, you don't doing it right, man. Food's not just coke, it's drugs, mate. They just gave us this whole nine pair. I didn't read the shit.
Is it?
They were just saying.
So they sell a lot of, they sell like all different types of drugs?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I thought it was just coke.
No, because then it's like, we got a little white, you want dark.
Oh, yeah, duh.
You want weed?
Yeah, duh.
Selling food, fam.
Yeah, right.
The road's fucking dry. Yeah, man. It's now I see why Drake is doing that accent.
Yeah.
For the last few years.
Yeah.
I want to do it too.
Because of that show. He produced that show, right?
Yeah, he's executive producer.
No, but there was something like, do you know the history of it?
No.
So like the first, I think it was like the first like two or three episodes. That was like a standalone thing, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
That came out on the BBC. If you go to the Wikipedia, it has it all.
What show
but like,
is this?
What? What's Top Boy.
Top Boy.
Sorry. So it was like a standalone thing and then... Okay, there are 32 episodes. Okay, the first two series with four episodes each were broadcast on broadcast.
Oh, that's
on
right. Because if you go buy them, there's only four episodes per.
Yeah. So that's what it was. It was the first eight episodes, which is now season one.
Yeah,
was two separate seasons.
Got it.
And they got canceled after that.
That's crazy.
Although storylines for a third series were proposed, the series was dropped by Channel 4 in 2014. Drake watched it. Liked it. This is 3 years later. Liked it. And then, like, I think hit up Netflix or something and tried to revive it because he liked it.
Oh.
I think that's the story.
Crazy.
Yeah. So then they basically funded a third and fourth season. And then I think now they just came out with the new Top Boy Summer House. So, like, it basically, like, became a hit again after.
That's sick.
After he revived it, which is kind of cool.
The dude who plays Deshane. That guy, incredible actor.
Yeah, he can,
That dude can fucking act. Ashley Walters can act his fucking ass off.
Yeah.
That moment when she's crying and he starts laughing, that's like one of the most genuine laughs I've seen on TV ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so good. It had me laughing.
Yeah.
Like I was there. I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, man. Too good. Yeah.
What'd you do this weekend?
Watched a lot of Top Boy.
Oh, yeah? That's it?
Nah, finished Top Boy. I did some work.
Nice.
Fun. Love doing work. And then, went and got went and got a breakfast burrito.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh, damn.
Crazy weekend,
yeah, that's
bro.
Crazy. I mean, basically the same thing as mine.
Turn up, bro.
I saw a dude piss himself.
Yeah.
Ran. Crazy shit going on in our lives, dude. Crazy shit.
Oh, shit, it's going up,
man. Yeah, man. Shit is wild.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, it really is. You know, I'm back on, you know, I'm working out.
Nice.
That's good. You know, got that in. Did my first weighted pull-up with 10 extra pounds.
Nice.
How ripped is that, dude? Throwing a tenner on top.
That's fucking jacked.
Huge.
Oh my God, I saw the dude. Oh my God. I saw this fucking bodybuilder on Instagram with the biggest legs I've ever seen in my entire life. And I did not save it, and I should have.
Bison build?
Hold on, I gotta find a picture of this guy.
That man looking like bison, bro.
Bigger than Nick Walker. Remember we like reviewed his page?
I can't believe that guy's name is Nick Walker.
Why?
He's got big ass legs.
Yeah, true. This dude, by the way, Mr. Olympia, I think, is coming up again.
So Nick, remember, are you like tracking with Mr. Olympia?
I'm weirdly kind of fascinated by bodybuilding.
Well, yeah, but I didn't realize you cared about Mr. Olympia.
I think it's like once every 6 months, like Nick Walker will show up on my page, or like the guy that won last year or something like that on my Explore page. And I'll click it, and then it'll be like, you know, it's like 10 weeks out till show day. And I'm like, what does that mean again?
And then
I get into it, and then I start, what are they talking about? Oh, Mr. Olympia, right. Oh, because that guy won last year, but Nick came third or fourth or whatever. So, and it's like, it's, you know, you can get roped up in it a little bit. So then same thing happened.
So Mr. Olympia is coming.
It's coming up. And I don't think I can find this guy. It's going to take me.
Don't you love the sound of the slot machine?
It puts me at ease. Truly.
What are you saying, bro? Browsing his phone like a little boy.
The food, bro.
That's right, I got to order something real quick anyway.
What are you getting?
Flowers.
Why?
It's our anniversary today.
Oh, okay. Happy anniversary.
Thanks, dude. 1 year.
A year ago today?
Yes. In other news, today is our 1 year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Me and Alina. Thanks.
That's amazing.
Yeah. One year. It's been a good year.
Yeah.
Good year.
Good.
Exciting year. I really fucked it up, didn't I? Doing a big ass tour in our first year of marriage.
Yeah. But I mean, are you supposed to like?
I don't know. But I'm just saying everything subsequently. It's going to be like, hey, we had all that action in year one.
Yeah.
Then year 2 through 20.
Yeah.
What the fuck else did you do? Nah, JK. But yeah. I don't know. I'll probably go kill a deer tonight to celebrate or something.
Is that what you guys do?
Yeah.
That's how you celebrate your love?
Yeah, we go hunt.
Hunting?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds actually kind of sick.
Then we give it back to the earth, take some shrooms, go in our car, record a freestyle.
As all strong couples do.
Yeah.
You know.
They think we're weak. But little do they know the strength of our shrooms. I don't know.
What are you guys actually doing?
No, we'll probably just run out, you know, get some high-grade ingredients and cook a nice little meal.
Nice.
Probably watch Top Boy Season 2.
Okay.
Keep it chill.
I got to do that, too.
But anyways, so you're tracking Mr. Olympia.
Yeah.
So when is it? Do you know the date?
Look it up. Let's look it up.
October 30th.
October 30th. So it's...
That's coming up, man.
Yeah, that's 20 days out.
Who's going in?
Let's check on Nick Walker. Let's see how his body's looking.
How many people enter Mr. Olympia? Thousands?
You don't remember this guy from last time?
I remember him. But his profile picture looks like the running bull on Wall Street.
Yeah.
Really that does. Dude is huge, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Huge and bronze.
Go, keep scrolling down. Yeah, there you go. Okay, no, the before and after, yeah. I think that was him last year, maybe, and this is him now. So this is what I get fascinated by. I'm like, what is the difference here?
Mm.
And then I restart reading the comments, and people are like, wow, dude, so much veinier, so much, like, I don't know, that he's like crazy. You're dried out, man, or something like that.
Right, right.
And I'm like, hey, what does that mean? And I'm like, I'm getting into the lingo.
Yeah.
It's just so funny to look at this picture.
Bro, and super vasculated calves, nice.
Yeah, exactly. Was that actually one of them? Super vasculated calves? Yeah.
That muscle maturity is starting to come through. Really think your best years are ahead of you, brother.
What does muscle maturity mean? What does that mean?
Maybe if you...
People can tell the age that you've... Or the amount of time that you've maintained that muscle. Because it looks different. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, maybe it's because like... To win Mr. Olympia, maybe you want to be a little, your muscles are a little bit beat in, you know?
Yeah.
You can't be new muscle, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You have that old muscle.
You got to get that old muscle.
Yeah. This is your first time?
Yeah.
This is new muscle right here. You just had, let's see if you can keep it on for 10 years.
It's crazy to like look at this picture and think like the first thing you think is muscle maturity and not like this is a jack dude in a thong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You think you take steroids?
I think he's natty.
You think he's natural?
Yeah, dude. This is just... Remember Derek drinking cartons of egg? This is what that is.
Yeah. Look at this. Constantly improving. Funny. What's this comment? Constantly improving. Funny that these pictures are taken fasted. No pump, no sweat, no fancy filters, just raw.
Can't wait to see you on stage.
Can't wait to see you on stage. That's coming from Tracy.
Damn.
Tracy Walker. Is that his mother or something?
No, but I love this because none of this is at all sexual.
No, no.
No, it is the furthest thing from sexual.
Oh, it's his mom. Dude,
oh,
that
yeah.
bio,
holy fuck.
That bio is wild. Tracy Mama Walker, mutant maker.
Wow. Wow. The mutant maker. I'm the fucking mutant factory.
Dude. That's crazy.
I've been pumping out mutants.
First of all, her husband looks like he's smiling as though it's a privilege to be next to her.
Yeah, because she's the mutant maker.
I mean, bro, she just opens her legs. She's like, this is what Dr. Xavier was after all along. I got the mutant school right in here. Yeah. Right here is where all the mutants come out of, dude. Finish at your own risk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For you shall bear a mutant.
Sperm goes in, mutant comes out.
Comes out.
Yeah, his sperm was nothing special.
Yeah.
It's all her.
Mutant maker.
Yeah.
When Nick Walker was born, did he look like Baby Hulk? Did he have like, his balls were dropped already? He's like, ah!
I was just a jacked baby. Yeah,
just... Wriggling and green.
Fucker's got a 12 pack.
She's
Christ.
Like laughing, just grabbing the doctor. I told you, I'm the mutant maker, bro. Holy.
So go. Okay. So now search the guy who won it last year and go to his page.
I love when bodybuilders make a can of something look like a toy.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
It fucking meatball fists, bro. Just. That dude and his big-ass so paws true. Holding this would be so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
You and I, we grab this cup, bro. We are like this.
That's very true.
That
you know what's crazy, though? He's like the same height as us.
Oh, so there's hope for
us. Or he's like 5'10", I think.
We can get wide.
Yeah.
We can't
get
go
that,
up.
We can get
go,
that big.
We can go
oh, yeah.
wide.
This guy, haughty.
What?
What?
That's his, what's his name?
H-A-D-I. Haughty. Haughty Chupin'.
I didn't see that. I thought you were like, this guy. Hottie.
Fucking sexy.
Hottie.
What?
What'd you fucking say? Handsome.
Yeah, this guy is baddie.
Charming, dude.
Fucking baddie, I think his name was.
Hottie.
So, yeah, pop down to a picture of him.
He won.
Yeah, he won because, you know, he's got the muscle maturity.
Bro, also, look at his suit. So funny when you're that big, you have to dress as though you live in 90 still,
yeah.
or early 2000. Yeah. Yep. That guy, he looks 3D printed.
Isn't that funny how like something that starts at like purely sexual in nature, like making your body better,
yeah.
becomes the complete opposite of
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing.
This dude could stand in a museum, dude.
Yeah.
He is huge, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is, you know, maybe, I don't know, high brain, but if you removed his head, not like literally, like if you covered his face
okay,
and you just looked at everything below, it feels like that image that everyone posts on Twitter, you know, what am I looking at? Where it kind of looks like a bedroom. Can you pull that up, Luke?
I don't think I've seen that. I was just thinking it'd be funny for us to start posting normal pictures with the caption 20 days out.
From what?
Yeah.
Or, well, or no, you're
Mr.
saying
Olympia.
We're
just
playing
like,
into
kinda like looking forward to it. Yeah,
sure, yeah. Yeah.
Just a standard mirror picture.
Prep is
20,
underway.
20 days out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Feeling dried out. 20 days out. Okay, why? Name one thing in this
one. Yeah, you're like, I think that's a monkey. in the foreground.
Is this real or is this AI generated?
It's like edited together to fuck you up. So what I'm saying is now go back to Hadi's picture. When I look at his body
in this photo,
I see like his legs, you know, that could be a Hershey bar. You know, and then I see his right armpit, the lat, the way it connects. I see a could be a woman's face on a statue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And then his head coming out of this just looks like it was added on.
Yeah,
it's just a man growing out of this statue.
His legs, his quads kind of look like droopy dog ears.
Yeah.
Like if you cut those out, you're like, oh, that's a cute like basset hound or something.
Yeah, or it could be a basset hound's mouth. Like his nuts are the nose. And then his legs are just the mouth over. That could be the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz, just the bottom half.
Yeah, dude. This is like looking at clouds.
This dude is decadent.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you see?
Yeah. Oh, I see a basset on his face.
I see a hottie.
What?
Yeah, what?
What's up?
No, see, now there's like too much detail.
Yeah.
Fuck, he looks scared. He looks scared of how big he is. Please let me win. I'm going to explode.
I'm going to explode.
Dude, I'm going to blow up. You have to let me win. I'm going to die. If I have to inject.
I'm going
to
die. I'm going to pop. Please. Please give me the medal right now. I'm going to pop.
If I inject one more, bro, I'm going to explode. I'm literally going to fucking explode. His eyes, man. Those are the eyes that's what you find on a like a mummy sarcophagus or something. Yeah. Like the piercing gaze, man.
What?
No, I was going to say his skin looks decadent. Like he looks like chocolate.
Okay, yeah. See, now you're saying it. Damn, dude.
No, in the
I would like to taste me some of that.
Yeah, no, in the two now it's rotisserie chicken.
Dude, look at his fucking legs.
Yeah.
Oh my God. See, this is what I mean. When I was younger, I was like, this is fucking disgusting. I don't understand it at all. No, I mean, I think a lot of people have that notion.
No, I know. Yeah.
But now I'm like, this is an art. It's impressive. How can someone get their body like this?
Bro,
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry. I'm just a cannibal looking at this right here. Foaming.
Yeah, imagine. Wait, what's the actor's name again?
Armie Hammer.
Yeah, imagine Armie Hammer looking at this picture.
He wants to eat this shit, man. Yeah. I want to cut him open.
Yeah.
I want to eat his quads. Man, that is so crazy.
It's decadent.
Yeah, those legs are crazy. Where does his kneecap start? Is that it?
Yeah.
Dude.
This is crazy.
Looks like a tree trunk. You want to talk about getting lost in those thighs, man.
Yeah.
I'm getting lost in this guy's skin.
You could fucking skateboard in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. So anyways, 20 days out.
Yeah. Yeah, 20
days out, feeling vasculated.
Man, these dudes are built like bison. It really is wild.
So anyways, that's...
yeah, Lauren, yeah, get a picture of us salivating over men's thighs.
20 days out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So what's this DJ Khaled thing? Because I love watching videos.
Sorry, are we done?
Are you salivating?
Yeah.
Oh, we're moving on to the next thing? Cool. Yeah, DJ Khaled, cool.
Man, I wish I could have just drooled it clean. DJ Khaled gets back broken by a chiropractor. Oh, let's see it.
By the way, every 6 months, we're going to check in on our favorite bodybuilders.
Yeah. Shout out to Hadi, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to both of those guys.
Hadi and Nick.
Yeah. I think Nick's got it this year, but we'll see.
Get him on the pod.
I'd love to have him.
Dude, I would love that. I would love that. I don't think Hadi speaks English. So that would make things difficult.
We get a translator?
Or maybe he does. I don't think he does. Nick definitely does.
But we could get a translator.
Or that, yeah.
That'd be really funny.
Let's have them both.
Yeah.
They just don't fit on the couch.
Yeah. No, we actually...
They're like...
Because there's an extra...
Do you have a second chair?
There's an extra
That's
two,
not a chair. That's a couch.
There's what? An extra two that we cut off of this couch.
That's true, yeah.
So we put them two.
Yeah. Extension pack. Yeah.
No, I'm saying we swapped that out and we just put the two down.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah,
a
yeah.
love seat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Man, making them hang out with each other after losing.
Yeah.
After one loses to the other.
Would be awkward.
But it'd be good. All right, anyways, speaking of health.
Let me get into that spinal position.
Oh, my God.
That was 46 years.
Oh, my God.
I was saving that one for you, big
dog. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He came. He came. He finished. He finished.
Okay, wait, let's run that back.
Dude.
Let me get into that spinal position.
Oh, my God.
Let me get into that spinal position.
Oh, my God.
That
oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
When she let you go raw for the
let
first
me
time.
Get into yeah, yeah. That spinal position.
Oh, my God.
When your wife sleeps with a college guy.
Get into that spinal position.
Oh, my God.
That.
Look at his face. Dude, he's seeing that shroom couple right now.
He ate an onion.
Oh, my God.
He's like.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Man. I just wish the guy wasn't talking in the beginning. I just
let
want
me get into that spinal position.
Oh my God.
All I want. That's all I want.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that can't be good for you, right?
Call me paralyzed.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, thanks. You ever seen that? One where he's like dressed up in the bright yellow tracksuit and he's like, call me a tennis ball.
Oh, no.
Ah, it's good.
Oh, I didn't
that's
realize
his, like,
that's
his phrase. Call me something.
I was trying to figure it out.
Oh, it's like a, yeah, it's like a meme because it's like, there's a funny tweet about it. It was like, he'll just give his wife his phone and be like, film me doing this. And then he'll do this annoying ass voice.
Yeah.
That you can tell she just fucking hates.
You think she loves him still?
I would hope so.
I feel she loathes him.
Yeah, this one. New quote alert.
Call me a tennis ball. Let's play tennis. Toe to head. Toe to head.
You never
today,
seen it.
Listen.
He's in like the forest green one. He's like, call me asparagus.
I've seen that one.
Yeah.
I've seen that one.
So that's one of his things. Oh, call me paralyzed.
Man, I wish I could see her face on the other side of that. She's just.
Yeah. Call me tennis ball. Tennis ball. Okay, tennis ball. Come on, honey, call me tennis ball.
Hey, tennis ball.
Hey, tennis ball.
Dang. Dang. Yeah, that's got to be a unique experience. That being your husband.
Yeah.
Going to family parties and stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, kid? Hey, call me tennis ball.
Yeah, it's not Uncle. It's not Uncle Khaled anymore.
It's Uncle Tennis Ball.
It's Uncle Tennis Ball.
And he's elbowing her.
Hey, right, honey? Hey, right, honey?
She's like, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Uncle Tennis Ball.
Tennis Ball.
Yep. Tennis Ball. Uncle Tennis Ball. Damn it.
The in-laws. Khaled, how you doing? Oh, it's tennis ball now, actually. Call me tennis ball.
Come on, man. I'm
sorry.
Not.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Hey, tennis, you want mashed potatoes with your chicken?
It's DJ Tennis Ball.
Damn it. That should have been your name, man.
DJ Tennis Ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey-o. You've been, you've been running.
Yeah.
But you ain't been lifting.
No.
Not back lifting. To lifting.
Yeah. I want to get back into it. I want to start doing like just pull-ups, push-ups, because it's like the easiest way in.
Yeah.
You know?
We can do some right now.
What? Yeah, should we? Just bang out some archer push-ups. What are archer push-ups?
You're going to want to get your hands in a supinated position.
Okay.
Kind of spread out, and you're just going to kind of reach back.
Oh, nice.
See. And then you can...
Yeah, see, that's some calisthenics right there.
I can't do one hand cut here. I'm gonna do a one handed push up.
Do it.
On the break.
Yeah, no, he's gonna do the bonus. You gotta come see the bonus if you wanna see him do it.
Bonus if you wanna see the one handed push
up. Yeah.
This is what you call a one handed push up. Yeah. Yeah, we got it. All right.
Call me Nick Walker.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, we just did. That was a great, great view, dude. Great taint shot there.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I already
gave everyone a bunch of ammo last week.
What?
When I just bent over and grabbed my fucking bussy.
Wait, what? When was that?
I forgot. I was like average CS:GO player, and stood up and put my ass to the.
Yeah.
You know.
Whew.
Now we got to do another one of these.
I'm having fun, man.
I'm having fun, too. I realize my head hurts after we record because we're always giggling.
Me, too. I'm always spent.
I'm spent right
always.
Now.
Always. And Kelsey's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I just been giggling so much today.
We giggle a lot.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Giggle with me?
It's got to be irritating for our partners.
I'm giggled out, okay?
Yeah.
Let me re-giggle. Yeah. Let me rejuvenate my giggles.
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah. You got to actually giggle tonight.
Yeah, I have to giggle tonight.
Yeah. Because you have no excuse not to.
Yeah. Why are you tired? Sorry, I was just giggling with my boy for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Just excessive giggling. Bro, yeah. Chill. I'm giggling.
Chill. I'm just giggling.
Bro, chill. I'm just giggling. Bro, chill out. I've... I giggled too much today. Yeah, man.
All right, well, TMGstudios.tv for the bonus episode.
We're just going to work out for an hour. That's all we're going to do.
I'm down. Today's my day off, actually.
Yeah?
I didn't do shit this morning. We went to the doctor.
That's good.
Yeah, saw the baby.
Ah.
He's looking good.
Just thought about you just dropping something horrendous. Went to the doctor this morning. Tore my ACL.
Yeah. No. Tumor.
Yeah. I was gonna go there, but then I left it.
Sorry, I don't know. I just...
Yeah, I went to the doctor this morning. Stage 3 in the lungs. What are you gonna do?
No.
Yeah, no.
I did hear some shit this morning that on a podcast that made me think.
Let's talk about it in bonus.
What?
Talk about it in the bonus.
Okay.
All right, sure. Talk about
it. Well, I mean, bonus. It's fucking depressing, so I'm not even gonna bring it up. Actually.
Oh no. Obi.
What?
She said maybe on the break.
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right, man, sign us off.
TeamGstudios.tv. Go sign up for all of our bonus episodes. Jesus fuck. There's like 300 of those fuckers on there. And you can enjoy every single one.
Yep.
With a measly $6 a month membership.
You can.
And we're about to do another one for your viewing enjoyment. So we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
This week on the Bone Zone.
Funnel it into my ass.
Yeah, me and my boys were doing coke in the cock.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to watch that. When is it? Don't care.
She's like, oh, that was so great. He's like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Straight out of the can.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.